This is Nova Sunrise with Dion till about 10 o'clock this morning. Right now, the day that was, and today, of course, is August the 16th. We're heading down to the year 1977, and I'll tell you why in just a short while, although I'm pretty sure if you're an Elvis fan, you'll be able to figure it out. But let's take a look at the charts in South Africa and Namibia. Well, those days, Southwest Africa, same charts. 1977 on this day, the biggest song was, in fact, by a group called Sherbet. It's called How's That? Top of the charts in South Africa on the 16th of August 1977. Sherbet with How's That? I must say it's some finicky writing there if you can use cricket terminology to describe a relationship. The reason why we're doing 1977 today, the 16th of August, is of course because on this day the king is dead. The king, long lives the king rather. Elvis Presley died at his home in Graceland as a result of an overdose of prescription drugs. He was found dead at the age of 42 in the bathroom of Graceland, his mansion, after having suffered a heart attack. Of course, it is, if not directly caused, then very much contributed to by the use of prescription drugs and the abuse of prescription drugs. He had 14 different drugs in his system on the night that he died, including morphine, Quaaludes, and Valium, of course, as well. There was a big cover-up with his father, Vernon, trying to seal his autopsy report so that people couldn't know, you know, to protect his reputation. And, of course, that just led to that field, the rumors that he staged his own death and that Elvis is still alive, that whole thing. That's where it came from. Anyway, still in 2016, they were still reporting seeing Elvis close to the age of 80, 81, still around in the United States. But, of course, that's pretty unlikely. Another big day that was celebrated on that we celebrate as music lovers today, on this day, 1958, a lady by the name of Madonna Louise Ciccioni was born in Michigan in the United States. She shortened her name to Madonna, and she's now the biggest selling female artist of all time. Happy birthday, Madonna. 65 today for you, although you don't look it. Donna with True Blue. She turns 65 today. Now, finally back for another visit to the charts on 1977. In position number 9 was a song called Space by a group called Magic Fly. And I picked this one specifically because it's very seldom that you get instrumentals on charts. But this one made it. And this was The Day That Was.